have been listening to DJ Ian's Transatlantic Express, and the fellow who has been doing all this music, his name is Solomon Gamil, and he was born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1924, passed away in 1994, born in 1924, he's a composer. And in 1963, he began to experiment with the use of Egyptian traditional musical instruments in his compositions. And so, So this album is just basically called The Egyptian Music. And it's on a British label by the name of The Cartel, who put out a whole bunch of stuff in the 80s. The tracks you heard, this one you hear in the background is the new Nubia. I heard Pretense and Destiny, Collecting the Harvest, Sacred Lake, Valley of the Kings and Queens, Sufi Dialogue, Promenade on the Nile, Rhythmic Dialogue, Inshad, Melody of Love, the Sinisimis, Melody of the Nile. Yeah. So, yeah. It kind of fits in with what some of the labels were doing in the UK in the 80s, like 4AD, were kind of influenced by this kind of stuff. We're going to listen to a little bit more of Gamil. Now we're going to get into Nicky Hopkins, who is a great keyboard player and apparently a great singer, from his 1973 album, The Tin Man Was a Dreamer. Nicky Hopkins, of course, a famous session musician, played with The Who, The Rolling Stones, just about everybody you can think of, but he put out some solo albums that were very good, and I listened to this last night for the first time, and I was mightily impressed. And it starts off with a bit of piano playing on a track called Sundown in Mexico. Hola amigos, ¿cómo está? Yeah, this is Mr. Nicky Hopkins, right here on the House of Prog and on Transatlantic Express and CGSF Radio.
Band don't come by early in the morning, I'll have to
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at 90.1 FM.